Hi, welcome to Fragmentum episode 4. So today I've mainly this morning been reading about spatial hypertext in relation to some of my PhD research, and then I've been playing around with Vue.js in the afternoon, which I'm hoping to use as the base for some of the things I want to build. However, that has totally broken my brain, so I'm not going to be talking about Vue.js today, but I will definitely come back to that. What I wanted to talk about today was really briefly a little app called PixSave that's been updated recently to include an update for the iPad. So I'm a visual designer, and particularly my background is really like sort of user interface design, user experience design, those kind of things. And so I've always been a big fan of collecting visuals and screenshots and elements and items. But photos for me has always been an app where I keep all my family photos. So I've always been looking for apps to sort of catalogue and categorise the images that I find for future reference, so that when I want to make, you know, get inspiration for an app or an idea, I've got a little catalogue of things I can look at. And I also like to collect glitches in user interfaces, so I tend to like mark them up with a little things that are wrong, or you know, or if there's something that needs fixing or bugs, I tend to have captured things. So in the past, I used to use a piece of software called Ember by Real Mac Software, which is it was a great app. It would sync to iPhone and iPad eventually. It was amazing. And I really, really enjoyed that synchronized feature, because I'd often find stuff on my iPhone, screenshot it, and want it saved straight into that library. But slowly, unfortunately, the support sort of dwindled on that app, and the iPhone version stopped working, and then it became a standalone app with no support, and it had lots of cloud sync issues. So I've looked at lots of different apps to do different things, but most of them don't sync. So PixSave was looking likely to sync with version 2, and they mentioned that at the next WWDC, there was, you know, the last one has been, there'd probably be a new version for iOS 11, and yep, it has come out. So the app is pixsaveapp.com. I've only really recently started trying to use it again as my main sort of image collection repository, because the iPad app is out. The iPhone app is on the way, but I understand there's some interface issues, so that's going to be slightly longer. But I would definitely recommend, if you're a visual designer and you want to collect assets, screenshots, those kind of things, that you should check out PixSave. It's got some fantastic ways of categorizing, storing, and tagging, and you can sync, you can organize by color, lots of great things. So if you are a visual designer, use a Mac, and you want to also collect screenshots and interface and elements of interest on the go and put them into one library, then PixSave definitely is on the way to doing that. You have to buy each app. It's not expensive. I think it's only one developer, so that is a little bit worrying for me. So this is why I'm also encouraging other people to buy into it, because I've seen a lot of these apps come and go. Check out pixsaveapp.com. They are pretty cheap, and I suspect that the iPhone will be another purchase app, but I would recommend definitely getting it. Okay, so that's enough for today.